Last year, I went to a redwood forest in California. And there was these massive redwood trees. Some of them are 2,000 years old. Others are 1,000 years old, hundreds and hundreds of years old. They're the tallest trees in the world. They're the biggest trees in the world. And they're some of the oldest trees in the world. And I was walking with a friend, and we happened to come across a group of Chinese tourists. They had their cameras, and they were all in a circle around the forest ranger. Do you like the story so far? The forest ranger was teaching the underground secret of the redwood trees. Now, I'm from the counterculture of the 1960s in America, so I've always been attracted to underground secrets. So I stopped and I said to my friend, let's listen to this. And the forest ranger, I never thought I would hear a Bhagavad Gita class from a forest ranger. It was actually, he didn't know what Bhagavad Gita is, but he was speaking the message of the Bhagavad Gita by just explaining the nature of the redwood trees. First thing is, you're with me so far? It's very important, actually. He explained that in order for a tree to grow tall, the roots must go deep. Because the roots are like a foundation. Like in your house, if you don't have a strong foundation, when a storm comes, it's going to crumble. But nobody sees your foundation. People might say when you're building a house, why waste time with the foundation? Nobody's going to see it. Just make everything else nice. But it's necessary. So with a tree, the roots is what keeps it alive. It's where the life comes from. He said the redwood trees are the tallest trees in the world and the biggest trees in the world, and the roots do not grow deep. And then he explained how here in Northern California, there has been massive destructive earthquakes. There has been incredible snowstorms, windstorms, hurricanes. How is it that these redwood trees in loose soil and hilly terrain are growing higher and higher and higher for several thousand years through the earthquakes and the storms if their roots are not deep? He told that the redwood trees, their roots, they grow outward. Underground, they grow out. And they specially grow seeking the roots of other redwood trees. One redwood tree is going this way, another this way. When their roots meet, they intertwine and make a permanent lock with each of their roots. That's on one side. On the other side, there's so many other redwood trees, and it's going and locking the roots with. I even started looking at some roots that were over the ground and they were locked, unbreakable. Essentially, every tree in the forest is interconnected with every other tree, directly or indirectly. This is like their networking. And the little tiny baby redwood trees, just when they start growing, the big ancient giants come with their roots and wrap around their little baby roots to make the little redwood tree almost indestructible. And it grows and it grows. And as they help each other, they all become strong. And in this way, they live to be the oldest trees on the planet. And they grow higher and higher and higher through all the storms and earthquakes of life. You see, our roots as human beings are our affection, our love, our compassion to each other. When the roots of our hearts are interconnected, that's what gives us individual and collective strength and power. As they say, united we stand, divided we fall. And what I got from the story is a beautiful illustration of Mother Nature that teaches us the concept of seva. In love, in compassion, in service to others, we gain the greatest strength, stability, and fulfillment within. Human beings are meant to live in this spirit. Real leadership is to inspire these values of seva, of service from the heart, with compassion, due to the realizations that we have found in our life.